you guys. Welcome to Mindful Mondays, a Hey Frage podcast production. I'm your host, Sarah Frazier. Thank you guys for being along on this awesome journey with me. I wanted to launch Mindful Mondays because there's so many other topics, relationships, life, food, body image, that I really wanted to break down and get into and hopefully give you some really step-by-step podcast episodes to help you through those things. And the first one was mindful eating with my longtime mindful eating therapist, Robin Mize. That wrapped up last week and you guys had awesome things to say about it. So many of you have messaged me. You guys have bought the book, Women, Food, and God, which I love. That is definitely one of the Bibles that you need to pick up. And then also this week I posted on my Instagram a post and people are saying, you know, thank you so much for sharing your inspiring journey and your relationship with food. Nadia is spicy, so I really, really appreciate that. And other people said, you're so fun, warm, and your personality really shines through on this Mindful Monday series. I'm very grateful that you had Robin on. That's from Zena. So Zena, thank you guys so much. You can always keep the comments coming to me, sarah@heyfrage.com. Today starts an 8-part series that I am very excited about, all about emotional couples therapy with Lee Konen. And a couple of years ago, if you guys listen to my Hey Frage podcast, you know I've been in a long-time relationship with my boyfriend, Dan. But a couple of years ago, we really hit this rough patch and we were living together, but we had just had a lot of disconnect and I felt like we were just two people passing in the night, you know, and I'm sure a lot of you kind of listening to this can relate to that. We were really at a place where we didn't communicate what we emotionally needed or our love language. So I wanted to have Lee on because we ended up going to see Lee, which was terrific. And Dan was awesome to rise to the occasion. And it really helped us communicate better. And it really saved our relationship. So I wanted Lee to come on because I know so many of you are either single or in marriages. And they're so difficult. People never tell you how hard a marriage or a relationship is. I truly, truly believe that like 5% of the population fall, or maybe 10 at the max, fall in love, love at first sight, and then their relationships are super easy. And the other 80% of us, 90% of us really have to constantly work at it. So Lee, this starts an 8-part series, and Lee is going to answer for us today. What is emotional couples therapy? Who should try it? And really, what are the biggest issues that are facing couples today as we deal with more cell phones and so many things coming at us and the difficulties of having kids, especially in a place like the DC area where it's so expensive to live. So enjoy. Okay, I am super thrilled that you are here, Lee Konen.
Thank you.
I do feel like everything in my life comes from like Robin Mize, you know, who was just on this.
Yes.
So, you know, I've been seeing Robin as my therapist for years and years. Mm-hmm. And so a couple of years ago, and this is kind of how we got to know each other and why I wanted to do this multi-part series with you, I've been dating my boyfriend, Dan, as everybody who listens to this podcast knows, for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And we had gotten to a place a couple of years ago where I felt like we were very distant. Like we lived together, but we just didn't seem to be communicating.
Right.
And I'll ask you about this term later on in one of our episodes, but the whole idea of love language, like we just never seemed like we were on the same page.
Right.
So, of course, through Robin, she was like, you should go see Lee Konen, this emotional... Wait, how do you say it? You say...
Emotionally focused couples therapy.
Emotionally focused couples therapy. Yes. Okay, I always just call it emotional couples therapy, but there's a focus, okay?
Yes. So, there is a definite focus.
It's a definite focus. So I was like, oh my God, Dan, let's do this. So we came to see you over a year period, and it totally changed our relationship. And here we are a year and a half, 2 years later, and the skills that you gave us were amazing.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So glad. I wanted to have you on because I just think it's so important, where, especially for my podcast, because people just want to talk about relationships all the time, to really talk about what emotionally focused couples therapy is all about.
Great.
And how people can, you know, get involved. Because I think one of the greatest gifts that you gave both Dan and me is we stopped, especially for me, I stopped repeating some cycles and projections onto him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just slowed it down for us in a way that I never knew, which that's what I want this podcast to be, is people to discover new things.
Yes.
So, Lee, tell me about how you became an emotionally focused couples therapist.
Great question. So, I actually didn't start out in the therapy field. My original background was in business and finance. And so I had transitioned into the world of therapy after I'd done some hospice work.
Oh, wow.
And I really, I had met a bunch of marriage and family therapists through that process. And when I went to grad school for marriage and family therapy is when I was introduced to emotionally focused couples therapy as one of the models that's out there to use with couples. It's also one of the most highly researched and efficient and effective models of couples therapy out there. So I had known in grad school that's something I wanted to learn more about after I graduated. So when I was in one of my first jobs in working for actually the Vet Center program, which is the department through the Department of Veterans Affairs,
okay,
is when I received my initial training and went through a process of learning about how to use specifically EFT with couples, went through supervision. You go through a whole certification process to become certified in this model. And what I found when I was going through the training is that it changed my life too.
Wow.
And it changed my relationship with my husband as well, and the way I kind of saw the world and saw relationships. And so that's how I got into it.
And tell me, before mm-hmm. we get into kind of the difference of what emotionally focused couples therapy is versus yeah. regular therapy, tell me, what specifically changed yeah. your vision of the world? Like what
right.
really changed?
With EFT, I really learned that we are social creatures, right? Mm. And that is how we survive, and that our bonds to other people are paramount for our survival. And so when we are disconnected, when we are disengaged, when we're distant, our brain actually goes into primal panic.
Oh, wow.
We need others to help us survive in a healthy way. And so I really started to learn what is this? What is this bond? What does it look like? How do we help couples really understand that for themselves and learn how to reach inside themselves to really understand what is fueling their behavior and their patterns of interaction. And what we know is emotion fuels all of our behavior.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So like when you're having an angry reaction mm-hmm. to your significant other, when
right.
when you're cheating, whenever, all those are just basically feelings, right?
Right. Your emotions.
Okay. Emotions.
And emotions are our survival code.
Okay.
It is, emotions really are our GPS system.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Emotions really are our system to let us know when we're safe or in danger.
Okay.
And so it's a rapid response system that is biologically built into us.
Okay.
And so when we're disconnected from our emotion, sometimes we don't know that what we're actually perceiving in our environment, our brain is responding because we're feeling we're unsafe, we're feeling we're in danger in some way. And in relationships, especially in our culture today, there's not much we need physically. We're right. mostly physically safe. And so when our brain's perceiving we're in danger, we've got to learn, where is that coming from? Why is that happening? And also what we know about the brain is that physical pain and emotional pain register the same place in the brain.
Oh, fascinating. Okay.
Right. So when we're disconnected, when we're either in stress or we're separated or there's threat in our environment or we're uncertain in the world, what we do is we seek contact from others to help soothe that stress.
Ah, okay.
And when others are not responsive or engaged with us, our stress level stays higher. And when we can reach to our partners, they actually help co-regulate our autonomic nervous system and actually help decrease cortisol in our system.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I mean, we were talking about this, a theme of this multi-part series with you, Lee, is yeah. kind of an ongoing, emotional care. And mm-hmm. you were saying really your work and the idea of this is that everyone has great emotional care in their work, in their relationships, their family life. Mm-hmm. Tell me what that means.
Yes.
And I think this is so fascinating because I'm like, I don't think many people feel this at work, but
right.
So I like this goal.
Yes. The EFT is really about helping to build safer and secure attachment bonds. Now, attachment theory is the theory of how we bond with others and what love is. And what we know love is mutual accessibility and responsiveness, especially in stress. And so emotional safety, whether it's in your home environment, with your partner, with your children, in your workplace, we know if there's not emotional safety, your danger signals are going off in your brain. You're more likely to be in fight or flight response, and then you're not actually able to be as efficient or effective in your work environment, let's say, if you don't feel emotionally safe. And we see this in classrooms all the time with children, right? Children who maybe have a lot of stress going on in their life, it's harder for them to learn because their system's in a fight or flight response. And when that happens, our cortex shuts off, our ability to process information kind of goes away because we're just, our brain is concerned about safety.
Wow. I mean, this is, to me, like when Dan and I first started seeing you, it was like, nobody ever tells you this stuff. This is like, this to me is like crazy. It's like, how come like our parents, you know, my parents had a great relationship, but like, and I'm sure they didn't even know what this was or meant, but it's so strange that here we are as adults expected to have these healthy relationships and maintain them, but you really don't know the psychology behind it.
Exactly. And we know so much more now than we did 20, 30 years ago. It's really in the last 20 to 30 years when all this research has bloomed into, you know, what makes a healthy relationship and what makes couples feel more bonded, feel more connected, and what happens when we feel, when we're disconnected? How do we bridge and repair back to connection? And we just know so much more now than we did a long time ago.
And we'll get into this really briefly, but what we'll get into it briefly now, but more in depth as we go along in this series. But what does make for a healthy relationship? Because I think people are so lost now, you know, because, and again, we'll talk more about these themes will be over the multi-part series, but things like you have a lot of couples living apart, but are still together. A lot of people separate, then still see each other. Couples cheat on each other, but then they work it out. You know, I think people, and you know, the topic of monogamy is big, is like, is monogamy really what we're programmed for or no? So what is the idea of a healthy relationship?
Yeah, a healthy relationship at the end of the day, and this is from Sue Johnson's work, who she is one of the developers of emotionally focused couples therapy, is that we want the answer, we want to know the answer to the question, are you there for me? And we're going to use that first word, R, as an acronym, A-R-E, as is my partner accessible to me, responsive to me, and emotionally engaged with me, especially when I need them and when I'm in stress. Wow. And at the end of the day, that's what makes a healthy relationship in small moments every day that build trust, or even in the bigger, more stressful moments or the harder difficulties in life. You want to know if your partner's there for you. And that's what builds emotional safety.
Wow. A couple more questions before we'll sort of lay out the groundwork for what people can expect ahead. What is the difference between emotionally focused couples therapy and, say, individual therapy or family therapy?
Yes. So actually, emotionally focused therapy is very much used with families and individually. So it's the model of therapy that's different, but it can be used across not only with couples, but with families and with individuals as well. What makes emotionally focused couples therapy different than other models of therapy is that we're really focusing on helping people discover their own emotion that's fueling their behavior, which is a little bit different from a cognitive behavioral approach where you're really focusing on cognition and how you can shift that and behavior and how you can shift that. What we believe in emotionally focused therapy is when we can help people discover, distill, and deepen their understanding of their own experience, they're more clear about communicating that to their partner, and then they're more likely to get their needs met because emotion is the clearest communicator.
Wow. Yes. So true. Tell me this. You know, I just got done this mindful eating series, which was really for, for anyone that was trying to heal their relationship with food. Who's the right person for emotionally focused couples therapy? What are the right couples?
Couples who would say they aren't feeling like they're on the same page. They're not feeling like each other has their back. Or I have a lot of couples that come in and say, I don't feel like we're on the same team. So couples who feel that, couples who feel they're just disconnected and disengaged from each other, they feel like they don't have time for each other.
Oh my God, that must be big in this, like,
it's huge.
In our area in this day and age.
Yes, yes,
any
absolutely.
Couple of time.
Yes, and couples who feel like, I'm not quite sure if my partner's there for me when I need them, or it doesn't feel like they are. I can't quite trust that in moments that I might need to. Also, couples may come in and they say, I've got communication problems. Well, we really have to look at what does that mean in your relationship, because communication problems mean something different for each couple. So we have to learn what that means for them. If there's ongoing conflict where you feel like there's no compromise, or you're not feeling like the other person's ever understanding you or trying to understand you,
wow.
Those are all couples that come in and would benefit from EFT.
And you've seen couples at every state, like myself. You know, and I thought this was great. You really, because there was such a stigma, at least like from what I'd heard from my own relatives or whatever, but it was like people would always say to me, oh, if you have to go to therapy before you're married, it's never going to work. And then, you know, you kind of get that in your head.
Right.
But you are saying to us, you're like, no, more couples should come before they get married so they can work these things out. So you see couples in every state, right?
I do.
Just dating, married, separated.
Yes, I sure do. And I love it, especially when couples come in for either premarital counseling or when they're in their relationship and they're noticing that they're not connecting, or they're off in some way, but they know they kind of want to stay together, but they want to check in and see what's going on, what can be different. And so when I can help couples early in their relationship, we can set them up for success sooner, and understanding the patterns and the negative cycles that they get into. That's why I love it when they come in early. But yes, I see couples throughout all the stages of their relationship.
Terrific. Well, through this multi-part series, Lee and I are going to be talking to you about some of the themes that come up for emotionally focused couples therapy. And some of them are the biggest issues that are facing couples today that Lee sees. Lee's also going to take us through some of the amazing exercises that can help you get emotionally connected to your significant other. Can couples overcome cheating? I mean, I always want to know that, because again, you hear people say, once a cheater, always a cheater. The whole idea of love language, is that real or just BS? We're going to get into that. And
right.
Lot more. Lee, you are currently full, but people can reach out to you because you are taking a waiting list, and you're, I mean, of course, I give you my endorsement. You're fantastic.
Thank
so
you.
I think couples should see you. Where can people find you?
Yes. The best place to find me is online, my website at leeconant.com.
And how do we spell it?
It's spelled L-E-I-G-H.
Yep.
C-O-N-A-N-T.com. Leeconant.com.
Perfect. You guys, also be sure to follow my Facebook page, which is Sarah Fraser on Facebook. You just hit pages. We're going to continue the discussion there every week. So we'd love to hear from you. What are some troubles or some issues in your relationship that you'd love to hear Lee comment about or discuss further? So just go to my Facebook page, and we'll see you guys next week on episode 2. Thanks, Lee.
You bet. Thank you.